And part two. I didn't think that that much had happened, to be honest, but apparently it did. So that's the first sort of thing where it actually looks like they've had a look at the list for of the EU citizens' rights. Wow, that's a first. Actually talking about Theresa May and being in the Home Office, etc. So I was chatting to a friend last night whose husband is in IT, and she reminded me that he was actually working on the e-borders thing that Gordon Brown brought in. So Labour was starting to invest in this. So e-borders would have meant that there would have been an IT system. Anyone who enters the country, who leaves the country, you know how they scan your passports now as you go through, and they're all sort of readable and whatever. Gordon Brown invested in an IT system. They were going to bring this in. There would have been a national database. They would have known exactly who is in the country, and they would have had access to the criminal records of these people, of where they would have been flagged anywhere else in Europe. So remember the recent bombings in Manchester and London and the London attacks. Well, some of those people, I mean, there was one I remember was flagged by the Italian authorities. They would have had access to that. They would have seen that the Italian police were following this guy around. So they would have been able to see all that, and they also would have had, rather than relying on surveys where they ask people, where are you going, where, you know, how long are you going to stay, which is how they get the immigration figures. They would have known exactly how many people are in the country and how many people have left, and it would know who's in the country. However, now let's remind ourselves, the Conservatives came in 2010. The first thing that Theresa May did as Home Secretary, she scrapped that scheme. So my friend's husband was pulled off that. So ironically, at the moment, he's working on Barclays offshoring some of the operations out to mainland Europe because of Brexit. So that's ironically what he's working on now. So when Theresa May talks about controlling our borders, that is ironic coming from her, because she had the option. I don't know how much money they really invested in this scheme, but she decided to scrap it. And now we're in a situation where we still don't know. It's still all hearsay how many immigrants there are. They still don't know for sure. They don't know exactly who is here, and we've had terror attacks. So something else that can, where the blame can be laid at her door, even though doesn't happen an awful lot. But as I say, we'll see where it's going. So apparently there were some calls for parties to work together. There are some moderate Tories who are trying to work out a deal and kind of soften the approach. However, there are also rumours that Corbyn is sort of silently supporting the government because he wants a hard Brexit and out of single market, out of customs union, and that he's using his influence. So, and therefore the government feels emboldened to go ahead. I mean, there's all sort of things. I don't know where these things come from. There's sort of stuff I've seen on Twitter that people are saying. I don't know what the evidence for this is, but it's kind of rumours that are going around. The hard Brexiteers are definitely shaping their new narrative. They're going around, they're on news programmes saying, oh, 85% voted for Brexit backing parties. And Labour is not coming out and saying anything different. In fact, the Labour position is like, it's like talking to a doctor at the moment. Whoever you ask in a Labour Party is going to give you a different answer because they all seem to have their different ideas. So Corbyn's for hard Brexit, but there's also some that are for softer models. I don't know. Actually, what I think should happen is that the moderates from the Tory party and from the Labour Party split from the extreme ends of their parties and form a new centrist party, because that's what we're missing in this country. We have the extreme left under Corbyn, and we have the extreme right under the Tories / UKIP. But what we're missing is somewhere in the middle, somewhere where the rest of the voters can go. because at the moment it was sort of torn between them. So, but talking about other other parties, of course they're the Lib Dems, but they didn't do very well at the election. I didn't think they managed to get their message across very well. Tim Farron, their leader, just resigned yesterday. But he said he resigned because of not being able to, because he's a Christian and because of his views as a Christian and something to do with homophobia. And I mean, I couldn't quite work it out. It didn't make a lot of sense. I'm not sure whether this is about the week he spent in, during the election campaign, having to talk about his view on gay marriage as a Christian. But it just looks more like he didn't do very well, so the party managed to push him out somehow, and there are people waiting in the wings now. But he just, the shame is he just didn't have the gravitas, and I mean, I've watched what he was saying, and he's, I don't know, he's just not, he's no Nick Clegg. I mean, Nick Clegg is unfortunately no longer credible, and there are people who reckon he was voted out in Sheffield by all the students who went for Labour instead, because the Lib Dems reneged on their promise about tuition fees when they were in a coalition government with the Tories. I think that did them a lot of damage. So they voted in a Labour MP, a very young one, not entirely sure what his position on Brexit is, but they definitely wanted Nick Clegg out. But Nick Clegg actually had the gravitas. Whenever you see and hear him, he can get his point across, and he makes very good points. Tim Farron just doesn't have that, and I think if the Lib Dems want to get anywhere, that's what they need to do. They need to find someone who can do that again. Talking of students, so my friend who's got a niece at university said the timing with the elections is always kind of funny, that it catches out the students, because June election students will be going off somewhere. So she reckons that was also a big factor in the referendum, because of students have to be registered to vote somewhere. And I have seen on Twitter people saying, you know, students, please make sure you're registered to vote somewhere. There might be another election coming in the autumn. Make sure you're registered. Because these funny times, the students are either off for the summer or they might be at home, or so they might miss out on voting. Which is a shame. So we'll see what happens today, but it's definitely loads of things happening again. We'll see what the latest is and how the government is doing with the DUP. It's all sounding very, very dodgy. My friend from Northern Ireland reckons the thing that annoys her most about the deal with the DUP is that that the government is taking advantage of the situation in Northern Ireland. So when I said, well, I'm not happy that they're willing to jeopardise the peace process, but she said, no, they've got a dysfunctional government over there, and the Tories are taking advantage of that. So we'll have to see. I mean, Sinn Féin already came to London, it looks like they're sticking to their principles, not taking up their seats in Parliament, which they would be entitled to, but they don't believe in the legitimacy of the British government, so they never take up their seats. If they did, then they would definitely, because they're for remaining in the EU, there would definitely be a balance towards pro-EU MPs. So yeah, it's all staying interesting. Still no talks concluded, so goodness knows what the DUP is asking for. And obviously Theresa May has had to go to France in the meantime and meet Macron. Lots of voices from the EU saying, you know what guys, if you wanted to just stay, you can stay. Well, we'll see. Oh, there was something fishy about Article 50 as well. But I'm going to run out of time here, so I'll include that in the next poo. Sorry, it's been a long one again. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow, hopefully. Bye for now.